Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to another round of the Best of SDHAM from the Soccer Down Here Network. Thanks for dropping by. John Nelson here with you on the Off the Woodwork podcast section here at 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. What we do every single week on the SDH Network and the morning show, SDHAM, kicking off 9:05 Eastern Time on the SDH Soccer Down Here Network YouTube channel, on X, and on Twitch, as we take you through the day. We set you up, we let you know what you might have missed in the overnight, get you ready for the activity of the day within the sport of soccer, regardless of level, regardless of what part of the country we're talking about. While Atlanta United is our focus, and we are based in Atlanta, doesn't mean that we cover just things in Atlanta and cover a lot in and around the world of soccer. So this week, we kind of give you yet another run of the grouping of the guests that we have and all the different directions that they come from that assemble in one place that is called SDHAM. So what we like to do on Friday mornings is we like to catch up with analysts that are tied to the Apple TV broadcast, whether it is in the Spanish language or in the English language broadcast, and find out what is on their mind when it comes to the sport of soccer and Major League Soccer, now that we're at the halfway point of the season. So, this week, Ozzie Alonso dropped by on Friday morning, and here are Ozzie's thoughts of Major League Soccer at the halfway point. But how has it been for you getting adjusted to everything there on the TV side at Apple TV? What's it been like for you?
Been great, yeah. Half the season right now, everything's settled good, and you know, I'm very happy to do what I'm doing. So, you know, I decided to be here with you again one more time, and you know, I'm happy for this opportunity.
Yeah, and right now, when you look at the halfway point of the MLS season, who has surprised you, good or bad, as a team, as to how good they are or how bad they are? Who has surprised you the most this year so far here to the halfway point?
So far, Vancouver. surprised me as a good team. They are performing great. And the bad side, I got two teams that are surprised me.
Okay.
Atlanta, because they spend a lot of money and they haven't performed well during the half of the season. The champion, LA Galaxy, they finally got a win, but still not good enough. So that's a two surprise that so far in the bad way this season for me.
So, all right. So since you're here in Atlanta and we're here in Atlanta, we'll go ahead and talk about Atlanta a little bit. What do you think, what has been the big issue for you, even though they have won two of their last three and Ronnie Dyla seems to have kind of figured some things out? What have been the issues that you've been looking at? What have been the problems that you've seen?
In my opinion, they have the result. They get to win in the row, but they didn't play well enough. I think they need a leadership in the field, except Brad. I don't see any leadership that step up and say, here I am. I do my best for the team. I engage the teammate. I think the piece of the team, I think Dyla haven't put the piece in the right spot, in my opinion. I don't see the commitment, the desire sometimes of the team. They play maybe one half good and the other half they slow down. But yeah, I don't see that commitment from all the play and the team. So few play, they do the best, but the other, I don't see.
So does that drive you crazy as a player, where you may sit there and you'll see a team that you have friends or played on, they'll play 25 or 35 good minutes, and then something will happen, and then it shuts down, and then it takes a while for them to get back to where they were? Does that drive you crazy?
Yeah. But it has to be from the coach to lift it up, or one of the leaders of the team, inside the team, like, say, let's go, guy. We have to do it. We can make it. But I don't see that guy right now on the team, like in the field. Like, you know, you have Brad there, but Brad's too far. Sometimes he can scream it, but you need somebody there in the middle of the field or forward or there in the rectangle that can say, let's go, guy, lead by example and make the team like perform and fight. Because sometimes you win playing good soccer, but sometimes you win with heart. And Atlanta need to win with both now, because the good part of the soccer, they have a good player, but they don't connect together. I don't see like they play like good, but they have to perform like together and be united to win the games. It's about like be united.
Ozzy Alonso hanging out with us again here from Apple TV Plus and all of the Apple TV Plus programming attached to Major League Soccer. So he's traditionally a very, very busy man. On the weekends. You mentioned Los Angeles Galaxy. They seemed at points to try and find fun, new, and different ways to lose. It would be an own goal off a player's back in like the 90th minute. It would be, you know, a fluke here, a deflection here. The black cloud, I mean, it was just a black cloud that was hanging over LA Galaxy for the longest time, and they finally got a win. What's it been like to see a team like that not have Ricky Pouge? You had, Joseph Paintsil was injured early this season. You didn't have him and Ricky Pouge, and then it was all on Gabriel Peck, and then Peck and Paintsil get injured. What's it been like for you to see LA Galaxy just kind of sit there and go this year?
So, Bryce, you know, I know you miss Ricky Pouge, Paintsil in the beginning of the season. You miss a lot of good players that Jovelis, he went to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. But in the end, they went 16 games without a win. So I don't think the player that I have can play like that during the season, because at least you have to get some point. But a individual mistake, collective mistake, they do their best to win the game, but I don't see that from Foreign Galaxy, even the championship the year before. I know you're missing a lot of players, but I don't think they play enough to get result in the beginning. Now, finally, they get a win, but they have 17 more games to make the playoff, and it's going to be very, very, very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in that locker room and you got to tell them, all right, so you will make the playoffs, what would you, as like the guy in charge, you're the voice that's going to sit there and point at him and go, you're going to make the playoffs. What are you telling LA? What are you telling LA Galaxy players about getting their heads screwed on straight to where they get into the playoffs? What are you telling them, and what are you trying to make sure?
Yeah, first of all, we do like a players meeting, no coaches, no equipment guy, nothing, only play. And we sit there and we talk like hard. We say the truth face to face. And we say, guys, we have 17 games to go. It's not impossible. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard, but it's on us. So find a motivation in your life. It can be your wife, your kid, and play for them, because they are there watching us playing, and we're not doing enough to make the playoffs. So from now on, we have to find a reason to play for. And if we want to make the playoffs, if we want to turn out this season, we have to play with heart and with the big heart. I don't want to say the word, but we have to go there and forget about everything. 17 games is passed. Now it's the new season. It's a new beginning. It's our heart. So we have to do the best to make the playoff. That's it.
Did you fill out your All-Star ballot yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll fill out your All-Star ballot here.
Okay.
What we'll do is we have the top fives that are the vote getters so far. So we'll go through the seven categories of the top fives, and I want to find out if you agree with the top five or if you would pick somebody else instead of the top five. Let's see how you agree with the top fives here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Let's start in net. The top five.
Let me get a paper here.
Okay. Get your paper. That's all good. And yes. Make sure you got a pen that works.
Yes.
All right. Because I got a pen that works, and I got my paper too. So, goalkeeper, Galese, St. Clair, Takaoka, Martin Paz, or Carlos Coronel, or off the board? Who is your number one keeper?
Number one keeper? Mm-hmm. So you mentioned Galese, St. Clair.
Yep. Takaoka in Vancouver.
Takaoka.
Martin Paz in Dallas, or Carlos Coronel with Red Bulls, or somebody else?
Yeah, somebody else. You don't pick my goalkeeper.
Okay, who is it?
Stefan Fry.
Okay. All right. So why Stefan Fry?
You know, he's been consistent in the league. I know it's this year for a start. I think he make a good save in the big moment for Seattle, except the last game against Minnesota, he only allowed 13 goals. So he's a captain for the team. He's a leader. I think, in my opinion, he deserved to be there.
All right, so off the board with goalkeepers. Left back, top five vote getters so far. Jordi Alba, Kai Wagner, Max Arfston in Columbus, Ryan Hollingshead with LAFC, or Daniel Lovitz with Nashville, or is Ozzie Alonso going off the board?
I stay with Barney.
Okay.
Philly, yeah.
Okay.
It's been good.
Yep, you are not.
Left back, like, going forward, defend well. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons that Phil is in top in the East.
Okay. So it is Kai Wagner at left back for Ozzie
Barney, yeah.
Center backs, top five vote getters so far. Tristan Blackman in Vancouver. Michael Boxall in Minnesota. Jacob Glesnes in Philly. Miles Robinson in Cincinnati. Ronko Veselinovich in Vancouver. Or do you go off the board?
You say Blackman and Boxer.
Okay.
This is my two center back, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because Minnesota is, I think, St. Clair and Boxer is the main for the defense. I know they have good attack, but the main for them is the defense, and they've been good. Vancouver, Blackmon, has been a leader there, scoring goal in big moments, so I think I stay with Blackmon and Max Boxer.
Okay. Right back. Top five vote getters so far.
Okay.
Alex Freeman in Orlando, Andy Nahar in Nashville, Mo Farsi in Columbus, Griffin Dorsey in Houston, Alex Roldan in Seattle, right back or off the board?
Stay there with Freeman.
Okay.
Young player, consistent. He got goal. He defend well. He's a good promise for the US. He's gonna be in the Gold Cup, so I stay with Freeman.
All right, we got Bart Keeler coming up from the Soccer for US POD after you, and we'll discuss the Gold Cup roster coming up in a handful of minutes. Attacking midfielders, top five vote getters so far: Evander, Diego Luna, Cristian Espinosa in San Jose, Lucho Acosta, Pep Biel in Charlotte, or are you going off the board?
Oof. So Messi's attacking midfielder or forward?
Forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Espinosa has been great.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of assists. Mm-hmm. Evander.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, keep the team together there and scoring goal. I stay with Evander.
Okay. No, yeah. You are not alone.
Yeah, Evander has been good.
Uh-huh.
They pay a lot of money for him. He's producing. He's scoring goal and, you know, be together with the team. I think Evander is a good pick.
All right. So forwards, yeah, that Messi guy. He's in the forwards. Along with Ty Baribeau in Philly, Brian White in Vancouver, Denny Bouanga with LAFC, or Anders Dreyer in San Diego.
So I have to pick one?
Let's do this. One that's not Messi, because that's an easy one. So give me somebody else.
I give this one because when you had to pick an all-star, he had to be the top scorer in the league, no matter what.
Okay.
So he's been great for the team. He's a leading scorer in the league. So he keep the team top in the East. So I had to stay with Ty Baribeau.
All right.
He's been amazing. He's a great forward. He play off the ball. When he have a chance, one touch finish, head, right foot, left foot. It's been great. So I think Ty Baribeau has to be there in the top forward.
Yeah, because saying Messi, that's an easy one. It's like,
yeah.
So it's just like, give me somebody else other than that, because that's a slam dunk pick. All right, defensive midfielder. Here's category number 7. Sebastian Berhalter in Vancouver, Sergi Busquets, Yepe Tverskov in San Diego, Darlington Nagbe in Columbus, or Artur, or off the board for defensive midfielder.
Oof. I think you pull Berhalter as a number 6.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to off the board.
Okay.
You didn't mention my holding midfielder.
Okay.
I think Kubas from Vancouver is my holding midfielder.
Okay. So,
with
Berhalter's teammate in Kubas. Okay.
I see more Berhalter like a number 8, like a go forward a little bit more. But like a holding midfielder, like a people there, like a defend well, like a, when he recover the ball, make a good pass. He's all over the place. I think Kuwa, for me, has to be there, in my opinion.
All right.
It's been great. Yeah. One of the reasons why Vancouver went to the final in CCC, why Vancouver is top in the West. I think Kuwa is being amazing there in the middle, keeping the team together, the balance. He play hard, defend. He connect with the forward, the defense. So for me, Kuwa has to be there.
Okay.
In my opinion.
How busy are you this weekend? Are you heading north this weekend, or are you staying at home?
No, I stay at home.
See? Now you get to watch the matches. You get to watch the matches like everybody else.
Yes.
As always, my friend, it's great to see you. You know that 10 o'clock on Friday mornings, you know you can come in at any time and sit there and go, yo, I want to talk and find out what's going on with the rest of the planet. Ozzy, it's always great to see you, my friend. Do not be a stranger, and crash at any time. Have a good weekend watching everything else instead of making the trip up to Connecticut. As always, my friend, great to see you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And there goes
my pleasure.
He goes Ozzy Alonso, everybody. And so that was a surprise. That's a pleasant surprise. That's why we like to have the hour of chaos be the hour of chaos, because you never know what's going to happen. And so Ozzy literally pops in. Ozzy's here. He talks to Greg Garza. Greg Garza and Ozzy Alonso, they have questions. They go back and forth. And so that's kind of what we like to do here when it comes to all this kind of stuff. So So there you go. Ozzie Alonso in the hour of chaos. And we get to catch up with Ozzie. And Ozzie's getting to, in his first season with Apple TV Plus, he gets to be an analyst, gets to do some studio work, gets to do a little zoom in, gets to do the pregame stuff. And so it's always fun to catch up with Ozzie and find out what's going on as he is learning the whole TV thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And to that end, once again, this is the Best of SDHAM. John Nelson here with you from the Best of SDHAM Soccer down here in the mornings, 9:05 to 11:05, and sometimes a lot later than that on the SDH Network YouTube channel on X and on Twitch. To that effect, also, we are visited from time to time by our friends at Beyond Goals Mentoring. Atlanta United legends Greg Garza and Michael Parkhurst break down what it's like to be a mentor in this current environment. They are asked by me and everyone else around the SDH Network what it's like to be a mentor. What are the common issues that face mentors these days as they're addressing mentees with generation gaps and all of the topics of the day. So here's our conversation that we had with Greg Garza from Beyond Goals Mentoring about mentoring his mentees and what it's like to have basically 1,000 to 1,200 of them that you get to try and help with their parts of the beautiful game and how you'd like to see them go and grow forward. Here's our conversation with Greg Garza. So this is when we do the hot tag and bring in our buddy Greg Garza. Oh, Greg is out on the lanai. See, now Greg's got the pretty backdrop this morning. So nice. I love that backdrop, brother.
Good morning. Yeah, I wish it was I wish it was fake. No, I'm just kidding. Very, very grateful.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a little smoky here. It's there's some smoke. I'm in Canada right now. My boys are in Brazil, so, but it's a little smoky here due to the wildfires in Manitoba.
Yes, and so of course the way
you can kind of see it in the background. Yeah,
I know, it's crazy. Keeping an eye on all of that, and the fact that you're in the sixth, and that everything is coming from Manitoba and working its way your way. That's absolutely crazy.
Last night, today is very hazy. Last night was like very, very much so. Yeah.
How much time are you spending north of the border these days?
I'd probably say right now I have a couple of weeks here. I think taking advantage of my boys. It's tough. I have to like program my mind that my boys are in Brazil and I'm like in preseason right now. It's like it's a preseason. I'd always be without my kids for like, you know, a month and a half, 2 months at a time while we would be away and they would be back home with mom. So I'm like my mind is programmed right there to where I'm like in preseason right now. But I'll be here until Father's Day.
Well, and when you're with everything that you're doing now with Beyond Goals, it's skill sets and prioritizing and making sure that everything is lined up where all you're doing all the globetrotting and all the soccer for good that you're doing, but you've still got to balance being a dad and you've got to balance all these other aspects of the life away from soccer. How different is that now with what you're doing with Beyond Goals? How different a juggling act is it these days?
Yeah, I think being an entrepreneur allows that flexibility of still prioritizing what's important. It still allows me to be a dad, to see my kids games every weekend. Whereas I think whenever even I played, I didn't have that ability or that luxury to do so. So, now with Parky and myself, I think we're able to really prioritize family time and as well the things that matter to us, but at the same time, travel a bit all at the same time and still be able to see the world instead of just a bus, a hotel, and a stadium. We get to actually visit the city and learn some history and see things. You know, I'm very fortunate to say I think I've been over 45 countries in the world today. But you know, I don't know if I've actually been able to really see all of those countries and really, I love learning about culture and obviously every country and religion and belief and everything that goes within. So it's cool to be in different places and learn different things about different locations.
When you talk to your mentees, do you tell them about stepping away and the importance of stepping away and becoming, you know, understanding life in three dimensions? Do you have those conversations?
Big time. It is unbelievable to see how many kids are able to travel today because of soccer. I always tell kids my greatest experience in playing the beautiful game was the ability to travel and see different things and have a growth mindset and learn about different countries and cultures. And I want kids to know that they have that ability and opportunity and be grateful for those moments as well. And my kids included, being in Brazil right now, seeing a different way of life, playing on the streets right now with kids that have no shoes on. Right, they're playing barefoot on the street, not worrying about anything that might be on the street. Hopefully, they stay safe. But I mean, that's the way of life there. That's I think sometimes we take a lot for what we have for granted. So I think it's even good for even my kids included to see different ways of life in different areas of the world.
What's it like to see them grow and respond to those different areas of the world and understand that it's not just us in a bubble, it is an entire world that's out there that they can learn from?
Yeah, I think they've, in particular, they have been immersed in it from a very young age. They understand what it's like. They know the different ways of life in different parts of the world, especially where their parents are from. So, it's always important to take them back not only to our roots, but help them understand the differences of how life is lived in different areas of the world. I always talk about taking my kids every year They always get to choose one place where they want to travel, you know, each and every one of them. And I always do that for them to help them learn about different places. But it's my oldest choice this year. And I believe he will probably choose San Diego and Tijuana. So, I mean, he was born in Tijuana, so I think it's taking him back. He hasn't been there since he was probably about 4 years old when we left to Atlanta. So it'll be an awesome trip to kind of see where he was born and get to know south of the border as well.
And all right, since we talked about it at the Open, I know that I'm going kind of sideways with you here. Did you see what happened with the Vancouver Whitecaps?
With Cruz Azul?
Yeah.
I did watch that game. You're like, what happened, or did I just like the
what
game
happened,
in general?
What happened after that might have contributed to the game?
I did not. What happened?
They have not been practicing the last couple of days because of more than 30 staff members and team members suffering from gastrointestinal distress.
So you think they were poisoned before the game?
I think that they might have done some rookie mistakes. I think that they might have, consumed the water that they weren't supposed to, or had food that they weren't supposed to, might have had a little bit more of an adventure than they should have. That's my guess.
Yeah, that happened to me in Peru.
Oh?
Yeah, playing in an under 20 quadrangular tournament. It was us, Peru, Colombia, and maybe Brazil. But that happened to me maybe the third day. I think I had played against Peru, and then that was my only game that I was able to play. I was in the hospital actually for a week and a half.
Wow.
Yeah, they had to emergency fly me back to Portugal. I was playing in Portugal at the time, and I was on an IV.
Wow. Going back.
So was not able to eat or drink absolutely anything, and that was said. Who knows what they put in the food at the hotel.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I mean, just when you mention that, that's crazy that it would go to that kind of an extreme in a situation.
Oh, when we were in Copa Libertadores and with Club Tijuana, we would bring our own chef and he would cook food. Even when we were traveled to Brazil and we would travel to Bolivia, we would always bring our own chef and he would go to the market, buy the food, grocery store, buy the food, and then cook it for us. We would never eat the hotel food.
Man.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, well, and so do you have conversations with those in your circle, whether it's mentees or young folks in general, just while you understand the culture and have fun, there's a job to do at the same time?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't put Vancouver's loss to the what they ate.
No.
They just got absolutely hammered. They turned into Inter Milan and PSG.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Same week.
Yeah. But I mean, yes, you have to be weary of what you eat, what you drink. It's especially when you are in different world countries, for sure.
I mean, that's when you see stuff like that, obviously you bring it to the front of the line and go, man, that's just absolutely crazy. It's a part of the learning experience about competitions. So you mentioned Vancouver and them getting thumped by Cruz Azul. I know a lot of folks were sitting there thinking, okay, it's going to be a Cruz Azuleada. They know that that's going to be the case, but it didn't this particular time. When you play in international competitions, it's a great learning experience on a bunch of different levels. But how much is the gap closing when it comes to the talent pool, when it comes to, say, U.S. talent or U.S.-based talent, this hemisphere, and then in the world space? Where do you think the gap is closing, and how much is it closing?
Yeah, I just watched the video of Taylor Twellman speaking yesterday. I don't know if you saw that same video, that the MLS has surpassed Mexican talent. I disagree. I disagree, because whenever we play these next tournament, whatever we're playing, we always play in the States. You know, that's for us. I remember playing against Galaxy in the CONCACAF Champions with Club Tijuana, and playing in Galaxy with Robbie Keane Landon Donovan and all those big Omar Gonzalez and all those big names that they had way back in the day.
Yeah.
And I believe we lost 1-0 in LA and had a few chances. And then we were just licking our chops for when we had them the next week in Tijuana, because we knew it was going to be a thrashing. And I think we thrashed them. I want to say it was like 5-0 or
so. Wow.
Playing in Mexico is just a different, it's a different atmosphere. And it's, you talk about the bins and you talk about different locations, Portland. And I mean, I can bring up some great environmental places to play, but it is not as hostile as when you play in Mexico. It's a different beast. It's a different animal when you play, you know, these games as Vancouver played in the Puma Stadium. Although it was at the CEU, you know, you have a different feel to the game. You're dealing with external factors. You're dealing with altitude. You're dealing with the fan base, and it's just, there's so much more. So, you know, it's obviously subjective in what Taylor Twellman says. And
yeah.
I do think the gap is rather closing, but I still think, you know, it's very close. It's very minimal. But I think whenever we play in the States, we do have that advantage. We never take ourselves outside of our comfort zone. I mean, I feel like we're almost kind of like the national team, right?
Yeah.
The national team never takes themselves out of their comfort zone. We scrimmage Bosnia and you know, Bulgaria and Slovenia and New Zealand, but never scrimmage Spain or Italy or Holland or England, right? And we never really get to put ourselves up against those beasts until when it really matters, and then that's when you see the huge differences. So,
yeah.
I think for MLS, it's we almost kind of have that same. We almost have that same mindset, as long as we can protect ourselves. And I think this will be a massive test with the Club World Cup right around the corner. Like, I think that'll be a huge testament to see where we are in comparison to other clubs around the world. And hopefully we can compete. I truly hope this is where I think Taylor Twellman will have his next interview of how we really shape up to other clubs in the world. And I hope we do, because I do feel like we are climbing up the ranks. But I do feel like we still have some ways to go in terms of that level. I think we are at an enormous level. I think we are at an enormous level in terms of where the league is. But we still have some ways to go.
Greg Garza here in the Freddie Free Kick, breaking everything down at Beijing Mentoring on social media. So when you talk to your mentees about hostile environments and external factors and things that they can't control but still have to focus on the task at hand so they can be successful, what are those conversations like?
I think preparation. Preparation is everything. Preparation is key, and making sure you're staying consistent in those areas. You know, controlling what you can control. I think that's an important piece of it.
Then you go from the controlling the controllables to learning that there are those talent gaps, and not getting wrapped up into the idea of, oh crap, they really are that much better than me. I've got to get to that level, instead of having it weigh you down. What about, you know, having those kinds of conversations about self-improvement and not focusing on the outside in, but focusing on the inside out, so you can become a better athlete?
Yeah, self-assessment is a huge component to what we speak about. You consistently have to always look at the man in the mirror. Never point fingers. Don't make excuses. Consistently think about improvement. You know, analyze, review, reflect on what you can get better at. Find a way to fix your mistakes and find your consistencies. Self-assessment is a huge piece to what we apply and also implement within our program.
So when you discuss self-assessment, do your mentees understand that initially, or is it something that they have to warm up to instead of sitting there and comparing themselves in, you know, inbound? It's comparing yourself outbound. I mean, when it comes to self-assessment, where are they?
Self-assessment is a constant reminder.
Yeah.
I think even with even if you don't play sports, right? The world is full of judgment, and the world is full of comparisons. From a scouting perspective, in soccer, everything is comparison, right? You are comparing this player to that player to this player to that player. But when you are amidst and you are kind of immersed in the world of sport, and you are that player, then that's where I think that judgment has to be of your own. And I think that's where it is. I think even the self-assessment is still taking constructive criticism from those that you feel like you could take advice from.
Yeah.
And kind of shutting out and blocking out the rest, and making sure you're just focusing on the man in the mirror, because I think that's a huge component towards improvement. That's a huge component towards staying, I guess, loyal to your own trajectory and your own path, and not allowing anything else to veer you off into a different direction.
How do you keep it from being too self-critical, though?
I like kids who are self-critical. I enjoy kids who are very critical of themselves, because I feel like the greatest of athletes are very critical of themselves, as long as it is a critical towards growth. And I think that's a huge component that I try to imply whenever I speak to kids, is you have to think about being self-critical in terms of growing towards something that's better. You can't be critical and pulling yourself down, as long as it is, even if it is a pulley, but you know, it's where you're consistently going into a forward and upward direction, rather than being critical to where you're not getting the best out of yourself.
At the same time, though, and this might be a generational thing, where I would anticipate that there are certain generations, when it comes to their self-criticism, that they are too harsh, but that's just what they know from their particular age group and those that were influencing them in that particular time frame. Are older mentees, because of their influence, are they more self-critical that has to be corrected? Are they more open to the process of, when it comes to, I guess, age differences? Is there a difference in the self-criticism?
You'd be surprised. I think a lot of, even I see it on the younger side of the spectrum, to where more kids on the younger side are more self-critical in a positive way, rather than older ones. I think it varies. It varies from age to age and generation to generation. But I think it is more noticeable to see more kids critical towards a negative way, rather than a positive way from our point of view. And so it's always trying to just help them understand how to turn maybe that negativity into a positive outcome when they are assessing their gameplay or reflecting or reviewing, and always thinking about growth.
Yeah, and that was why I was asking it that way, because I would anticipate that when you have all of this external peer pressure that's attached to it, you try to navigate through it, make yourself better through self-criticism, but you have those external factors that can either push you forward and make you fix it sooner, or it can drag you back and make the process longer. Am I off there?
No, big time. Yeah, it's you want kids to kind of understand small cues in as quickly as possible to help them whenever they do critique themselves, or whenever they do receive constructive criticism, or when they do try and think about improvement. It's always towards a positive direction.
And I mean, it's something that for those of us of a certain age group, it was negative first, and it was like, you know, it'll be a cold day in hell before you go back to doing that all over again. And that stuff can stick with you. And then as an adult, it can influence, and it's almost like a trickle-down effect of, this is how I was influenced, and so by default, this is how I influence. And so I think for adults, it's just as much of a challenge to try and change that mindset so when they try to influence them.
Yeah, big time. You and I have talked about this before, and just understanding how to manage different generations.
Yeah.
I think I always tell people, I think in our generation, we were built very tough. Coaches pulled us by the collar or drug us by the ear.
Yeah.
Before, where in today's world, that's you're not unable to do so. And I think it was more when you were a kid, you were more accepting of that. It's like it was the norm. Where in today's world, it'd be very abnormal for anybody to do anything like that. I mean, you wouldn't be able to. So, still trying to help kids understand how to be tough, but looking at it from a different angle and approaching it from a different angle is important as well.
How tough are kids these days?
I think kids are quite tough. I think we can go back to what we initially talked about and helping them understand that seeing different ways of life in different areas of the world can always teach them different perspectives and also different lenses that they can look through and in terms of understanding what the world is. I think that's life's biggest lesson, is to see how people are raised in different areas of the world to shape who you can truly be. I think I am who I am today because of all the experiences that I have been and kind of seen through my own two eyes and understanding that people live various different lives all over the world, and it allows me to always step into moments with first and foremost gratitude and understanding what I have, but also at the same time challenging me to always think like that rather than make an excuse or complaining about something that shouldn't be complained about.
How many mentees do you have right now with you in Parking?
How many do we have?
Yeah.
Not actively, but we have surpassed over 1,000 kids. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've been now, I mean, since the inception of Beyond Goals, we have touched over, and I would say been a part of over thousands of kids. If you are to speak about the different high schools we've spoken to, different middle schools, different workshops we've done online, probably close to a good, 4,000 mark. Of just kids in general and total number, but individual sessions that we have had through programming that we have done on our end, for sure, well over 1,000 kids. It's interesting. Somebody asked me the other day, how do you remember every single one of them? And I say, I do. Parky doesn't. I always have to remind Parky, like, this kid is this. This kid's been through this, or hey, you've actually spoken to this kid maybe a couple of years ago. we'll just say it's an age thing, losing your mind a little bit as you get older. So hopefully, I won't get there, and hopefully, we can continue to do this to where I can be the. It's funny. I've always been. I think some people just have that. I'm the type of person that you can tell me whatever game that I played in, who scored and what the score was. And that's, I think I'll always have that ability to just always remember those important pieces of, not necessarily just trivia, but just, have the ability to remember what happened so long ago. It's a cool thing to have. But yeah, it was funny. My mom is obsessed right now fixing my Wikipedia page because my Wikipedia page is so out of whack.
Wow.
It doesn't have correct or true information about my trajectory. And you never know. Wikipedia is just, anybody can edit it, right? So
yes.
my mom is like the big editor of wanting, because most people, whenever I look up people, I look at their Wikipedia page. So my mom is like obsessed right now and fixing everything. So the last couple of days of calling me, hey Bubba, do you remember that one under 17 camp that you went to in Germany and you guys played against Tony Cruz? What was the score of that game? And I was like, oh yeah, it was 3-0. I scored the first goal, Ellis McLaughlin scored the second goal, and I believe Jose Altamirano scored the, and she was like, holy sheesh. how do you know that? And I was like, I don't know. I just, that was, we got to find that somewhere on the internet to prove to Wikipedia. But I remember what that game was. And so, yeah, it's cool to have those memories and always think back about those important games.
How many of the OG from Beyond Goals Mentoring are still in conversations, and how many of them check back in with you and Parkey as they've continued to age?
Yeah, I mean, one of our for sure. I mean, I could look right now and I see like Dominic Chongqui was probably one of our. Mr. Dominic Chongqui was our 10th mentee.
Wow.
So, I speak to him quite often to see his trajectory. That was in 2021. I retired in April of 2021, and our inception of Beyond Goals was I think, October, November. We had the idea. The idea surged, I think, in August of 2021. It's been, almost 4 years since we started this thing, and to see Mr. Dominic Chongqui grow up into the man, the young man he is, and the great adult he is, but at the same time see how successful he has become on the soccer side, and his journey is just beginning. However far it takes him, Noah Cobb was one of our very first ones as well. So to see these kids grow and still have constant conversations with them, is such a cool thing. I just talked to Dom's mom yesterday. So it's, to still have conversation with their families and check in and, see how they're doing. I know he's in Switzerland right now, with the under 19 or under 20 national team. So, both of those guys, right? So, it's cool. It's really cool to see those kids mature into great young men, but also really stand behind what Beyond Goals really, really, really means. That was the whole point of it, to develop great human beings and help these young men and women understand that the personality aspect is so, so significantly important.
Yeah, and especially when you get to talk to Mom Chongqui about Dom Chongqui and find out, it's like, okay, so you got to make sure that he's on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One other thing, and you can either disclose or not. Last time Parkey was on, he was saying that the roster might expand when it comes to mentors. Are you any closer to the expansion of the roster?
We are. It's a hard one to juggle because of how busy our I don't know if Parkey had mentioned who it might be.
No, he said, he's like, I can't mention it, but know that it is a her.
Yes, it is a her, and we are super excited. She is a current pro. Ooh. So we have to work around that as well. And she's also involved in the north of the border national team and the national team. So I am in her native country right now, and she's involved in our own country as well. So it's cool to have that connection and that tie and that bond, but also understand that, she is a busy woman, living life as a pro and also wanting to be involved in something that we do. So we're super excited. We still have, I'd probably say, a month or so. Hopefully get her integrated by August, right when the season kind of racks and starts up for most of these young players.
Okay, and so obviously you're going to break the news on this show on a Friday when this is official.
Of course we will.
Enjoy the T-Dot. As always, the Golden Horseshoe is a really cool place. Stay as healthy as possible with all that stuff going on over your left shoulder. It's always great to see you, my friend. Thanks for dropping by and spending valuable time.
Thank you for having me, Matt. Who's your guest on this Club World Cup? I am, by the way, the Atlanta ambassador of FIFA. So I'm very proud of that. So I get to go the very opening match in Mercedes-Benz. I think it's Chelsea and LAFC. So
that is correct.
I got some random text from some dude in Switzerland that works for FIFA. And I was like, what the heck is this? I thought it was BS at first. So I had to talk to some people involved in the league and be like, is this real? So, I'm really trying to hope I can get my end, not necessarily for the Club World Cup, but for what's coming next year.
No doubt.
I want to spend $4,000 on on tickets in the nosebleed section for the World Cup next year.
Okay, I'm going to have a bit of a collision here. We have a guest who has crashed. Do you know this gentleman, Greg Garza?
¿Qué pasa, hermano?
Todo bien, hermano.
Oh, yeah. This is the gentleman that needs to write a book after this show is over.
Yeah.
You need to find him an author, John.
Well, yes. I mean, considering that I've written a couple of books, I think
that is very true.
It might be an opportunity for me to do this. But apparently, Ozzy's joining us this week because it's good to catch up with Ozzy. So, Greg Garza, last time that Ozzy Alonso was on the show, Michael Parkhurst asked a question to Ozzy Alonso. So, I will ask you to ask a question to Ozzy Alonso.
Okay.
I'll ask.
This is good. You're getting my interview skills in right now.
Uh huh.
This is maybe it should be the other way around because we got the TV guy. I would say this. This is going to be a very personal question. How do you instill the battles and obstacles and hurdles and challenges that you have learned throughout your personal life? How do you instill that within your own kids and helping them understand what you've been through in your life and how it's shaped you as your person and built your character, Ozzy?
Ooh, good question, man. Yeah, great. No, it's nice to see you, man.
You as well.
Yeah. You know, I grew up in Cuba, hard time in the beginning. My kid, you know, born in the United States, but I always tried to make them understand that when they do something, do it with passion, because always another kid over there that they don't have the opportunity, the chance that they have the resource, and always, you know, do your best, what no matter what, and always try to be engaged. And you know, even if you play soccer or baseball or do something else, you know, do something with passion, because you're born in the United States with everything in your hand. And the only thing you have to do is, like, go and do it, because I grew up with nothing. I always tell my kids, everything you have here, I didn't have it. So I had to work double to make it happen. So I always engage them to do it with love and do the best for whatever they do.
Love it. Love it. We know Ozzy was a pretty passionate guy when he played. So
yeah, he is. Ozzy Alonso, question for Greg Garza before he gets out of here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hey, look, man, you're on TV now. You got to be ready to ask questions to guests in a heartbeat.
Okay. So what do you think about Pulisic situation?
Pulisic situation.
Yes.
Gosh, that's a great question. I understand where he is coming from, but I believe when you have any opportunity to represent your nation, you should take it. Why not want to be the player that has the most capped? Why not want to surpass Kobe Jones or any other player that has represented the national team, to put your name on a pedestal to where you are the most represented player that has played for your country? So I think it does not matter if you are. It's trying to explain to kids the difference between hurt and being injured, right? When you are hurt, well, there wasn't a day in either of our lives that we didn't feel hurt. There was, you'd walk out on the field and your earlobe would hurt, but you'd still go out and play. And when you're injured, that's a different piece of it. So, I think he should have played. That is my personal opinion. Especially when you have somebody of his caliber to change a game in a millisecond. You need those players. But I think whenever you have the opportunity to represent your nation, you don't say no.
Absolutely true. All right. So, Greg, as always, great to see you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome to the best of SDHAM here. John Nelson here with you on the SDH Network from 9:05 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We get your day started with everything going on in the world of soccer. And part of that has to do with the growth of franchises. And one of the franchises that we have kind of followed along since their initial announcement that they were jumping into life in USL Championship right now currently is playing in USLW and USL League 2 as they prepare their women's team for the USL Super League, and their men's team for USL Championship. It's a conversation that we like to have every once in a while with Steve Livingston, the current president, team president and CEO of Sporting Jacks down in Jacksonville, Florida. So here is our update with what's going on in Jacksonville as growth is taking many forms in three dimensions.
Time to catch up with our friends at Sporting Jacks. And you want to know why we're catching up with our friends at Sporting Jacks? Well, it's because, well, frankly, I mean, right, you look off my right shoulder and you see that the evidence is always here. So it's always close to the headset. We have to find out what's going on with our buddy Steve Livingston. So, all right, my first question for you, sir, is right now you've got two teams that are on the field in the W League and in USL League 2. So you're kind of getting your feet wet into this whole thing. With League 2 right now, as we're talking, first four matches, you're in a street fight in the Southeast, which you kind of anticipated you would be. And then in the W League right now, you're running roughshod, winning your first four, and you've only given up two in your first 18, with 18 that you've scored in your first four. When you look at the W League and USL League 2 so far, what do you think?
I think we've been unlucky with the two losses that we had in League 2, to be honest with you. We had a couple of close calls there. We went out in a penalty on a debatable decision. On the women's side, they're crushing it. There's no doubt they're crushing it. And they're crushing it without two of our leading W League players that we thought would be in the squad this year. But they've just been pulled in for international duty in Ashton Puerta and Georgia Brown. So arguably the best two players on the squad out. Yet those girls that are on the squad have stepped up and filled it out. And are doing an amazing job. We're getting ready for a game tonight. Uncharacteristically, thunder has rolled in here to Florida, so there may be a delay in that one. But I think in terms of the W League and League Two teams, we'd like to take credit for it, but we really can't. It's been what was there before with Florida Elite, Sean Bubb and his team, Michael and Levo, the two coaches of those two teams, have done an amazing job, and they've done it over a number of years. We've been fortunate to kind of move the brand into those two teams at, you know, just a good time, and being really grateful to kind of ride the wave of the development that they've put in. We are hopeful that a number of those players that are playing W League and League Two will be Super League and Championship League players of the future. We are at the moment implementing a program that will link our pro teams into our youth development squads through into League Two and W League as well. We just announced the acquisition, the signing, if you like, of Steve Fell, the US national team head of performance. Luckily for us, Steve lives here in the Jacksonville area in St. Augustine and only spends about 30% of his year on his international duty. So we get him for the other 70%. And he's an exceptional fellow. What he's going to bring not only to our pro teams, but also extend that into the youth programs, the youth setup, the youth organization and the structure that we're building through Mark Warburton, through Sean Bubb, I think is going to be exceptional.
How do you keep all of this straight, considering that you have a runway for leagues coming up in the future? You've got two going on right now. You've got Super League coming up. How do you keep all of this straight with all the personnel and all of the players and all the contracts and all the negotiations? Do you have a big flow chart that I don't see there in the office? How are you doing?
Right here, right over here. I'm not going to show you it, but there's a considerable whiteboard up there that is broken into maybe, I don't know, 16 sections. And I call it the plate spinning board, because each of those sections kind of represents a particular plate that we're spinning, whether it be investment for the team, ticketing, soccer ops, partnerships, preparations at UNF, you know, whatever it is, it's up there on the board. I think, you know, I am fortunate, extremely fortunate and blessed to have an amazing, amazing front office team. We're now up to about 22 in our front office, which is great. Our ticket sales team have been killing it, knocking it out of the park. Our partnerships team have been out doing an equally good job. We've got something in the region of about 30 different potential sponsors that we're about to close on. We've just excellence across the board. Our operations people, our soccer people, we're just truly fortunate. So, yeah, I couldn't handle all of this without them. So those are the guys that do it.
How long did it take you in your career to understand the importance of delegating and not it being like hovering over shoulders and things like that, knowing that you have all of these chainsaws, specifically in this case, that you're having to juggle? How long did it take you to just sit there and trust the folks that you bring in to do their job and understand that their focus is on the path that you all want?
It took me a while. I mean, I'll be honest with you, probably, you know, in a 30-year career, it probably took me 20 to figure that one out. Being a younger guy, you always think you can do everything and anything and can handle anything. I think it takes time, experience to develop that wisdom and realize that you're only as strong as the rest of your team. And, I put a lot of credit to them. I'm really just the conductor of the orchestra here, just making sure that everything's in place and everything's working and the plates continue to spin. But those are the guys that are doing the job. I think hiring and selection is really important as well, making sure that you get the right people. And then the idea is to let them get on with it and get out of their way and support them where you can. And Yeah, I think a lot of CEOs and management executives will tell you that that's fairly straightforward, but it took me a wee while to figure that one out, and we're here now, though.
So when you have questions, I mean, obviously, since you're at the top of the, you know, the top of the pyramid, do you have folks that you reach out to outside the organization that you have as peers or role models? That it's like, hey, I've got a question. Can you, you know, then they're going to pick up the phone?
Yeah, I like to think of myself more as the one neck to strangle, John, so, rather than being at the top of the pile. But yes, absolutely. I think, you know, internally, we spend a lot of time collaborating and talking. I think that's important. I think ultimately it's my job to drive things forward and make decisions and help. But, you know, when I get into areas where I need help, the great thing is we've got an incredible ownership group that I can turn to. We've got investors kind of across the spectrum. Some of our investors are leaders in their industry that have done extremely well, whether it be in event management or marketing, sports marketing, for example. And I really turn to those guys a lot to chat with them. I think also, you know, our ownership team led by Ricky Kaplan. He's a younger guy than me, but Ricky is a visionary and is always thinking about things, always looking at ways that we can approach things and do things and challenging the status quo, to be honest with you. I'm a big believer in best practice, but even at times that can be challenged. And, you know, Ricky does a great job of that. I mean, he definitely is a visionary and thinks big. You know, he likes to say we're all answerable to a big God, and, you know, that's why he likes to think big. So, really, without Ricky's thinking, without that group of support, we wouldn't be where we are right now.
When you have something that you're building from the ground up, like you've been doing there at Sporting Jacks, and you want to be visionary in your approach, but you understand that you're in a league framework and you want to break down barriers and you want to do all these new things, but understand that you're doing it within the framework of a sport and a professional sport and a league, how difficult is it to juggle trying to maintain a status quo and at the same time be a visionary in something that's new that is established? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. I think, you know, there's a basic foundational level that no matter what you do, you've got to take care of the fundamentals, the X's and O's. You know, you can't sell tickets unless you've got a ticket sales team. You can't develop sponsorships unless you get really good people that can go out there and drive partnership sales for you. I think, generally speaking, you know, we try and take care of all those fundamentals, all those foundational things to start with. And then I think, you know, once we get comfortable there, we can start then looking at, are there better ways of doing things? You know, is there an easier way of doing things? For us, we're doing a number of things, you know, as we start up, that some people would probably say, you know, why are you kind of wasting time on that? You get enough on your plate. But I think it's important to continue to challenge that. And again, working within the league structure, we like to keep the league informed of what we're doing. We just don't go out and do stuff. We like to talk to them. We like to share that. We'd love to be, again, a case study for other teams around the league. And anything that we get right, we'd love to share that. Anything we get wrong, we love to share that too. And you don't always get it right. But, you know, again, I think we're kind of proud in that respect that we try to do things the right way. We try to do them, you know, in a considered fashion, where we're going to give ourselves a chance of being successful. But again, we're happy to share any of that with anybody that wants to know.
So what was it like for you and for the organization to have the big reveal where you got to show off the kit and the jersey in front of all of those fans to finally have that step of this process out there into the open? It's like, hey, here's what we're going to look like, because that's part of it too.
That was awesome. I mean, it took probably about 3 months of planning for that one. But, you know, and there was a lot of different components to that, a lot of different people. Adidas, obviously, were our presenting partner on that one and were a huge support. I think, you know, our early discussions with Adidas were, hey, guys, we'd like to do this. We'd like to do it big. We'd like to do it with the city as a backdrop. And they were incredibly supportive of that. So they got it really from an early point and were supportive throughout. You know, the city of Jacksonville were great. Our partners, our sponsors came in and supported that event. It really was truly a kind of, it's flippant to say it, but, you know, a team, you know, pursuit. And we all worked together to make that event so successful. And, you know, I think, you know, just the event itself, as we rolled it out, it was fun. It was just a lot of fun because we put a lot of work into it. Obviously, we were kind of biting our nails a little bit because of the weather patterns that were passing, you know, downtown Jacksonville at, you know, 5 o'clock on a Thursday evening. But we got away with it. And the best thing about that whole event was when we introduced the League Two and W League team players. These are kids that range, you know, between 16 and 22. And for some of them, this is the first time that they'd ever stepped on a stage or being showcased in a way. And it was wonderful. It was just great to introduce them to the community. And, you know, as a result of that, I mean, we had a game a couple of weeks ago, our first home game. We had close to 3,000 people turn out for that game. So it's all about kind of making it, you know, pertinent, making it real, introducing those players to the community and encouraging the community to come out and support them.
Steve Livingston hanging out with us for the Sporting Jacks update. And how much Super League are you watching these days?
Well, we're getting down to the end of it, so not as much as I've been watching. But to be honest with you, John, I don't get an awful lot of time. I mean, I kind of delegate that again to our technical teams to go out and look at that. They've got this wonderful program called Y Scout where they can dial up any player at any time and take a look at them. They've been spending some time traveling to some of the games, you know, taking in, you know, the atmosphere, doing some scouting. Technically, we can't kind of sign anybody until I think it's July the 1st or something like that from other teams. We have a free agent list that we're looking through. So, yeah, I leave that to them. They are the experts in that. But again, I think the announcements that we've made in the past couple of weeks are beginning to kind of indicate, you know, the level that we're working at here. And there's been a lot of local involvement in that, you know, with our first two, Ashland and Georgia, terrific players that were then called up for international duty. You know, our announcement today on Zara, who's a local girl as well, plays at UNF. And then Caroline and Parker, the two more kind of experienced players. I think you'll see as we go through these announcements a nice mix of local, younger, more seasoned professionals, and then we'll get our international players to come as well. So I'm really excited about the work that's been done around that and, you know, how that roster's been built. We'll see how it goes.
Yep, Zara Siasi out of Lake Worth, Caroline Murray from New Canaan, Connecticut, Parker Roberts from Leawood, Kansas, has the relationship with Alan Kirk up there with Sporting Jacks associate head coach. When international players are dialed up, and this might be something that you might have a conversation with Mark Warburton about or just want to let him go, when you have international players either reach out or are interested, what's that like to sit there and know that they're interested in something new and conquering what you guys want to accomplish coming out of the blocks?
I think it's been terrific. Again, his international reputation, he's a name out there. It's certainly opened, you know, additional doors for us that maybe we wouldn't have got. And I think you'll see that reflected in our international players when we make the announcements on them. We're just going through the visa process with a lot of them right now. But I think it's been a nice combination as well. Mark has really focused a lot on those international players. But we've then, you know, been complemented by, you know, the work that Stacey and Alan and Becky Burley, our consultant, have done as well in identifying US players and younger potential players. And then we've had a lot of input as well from our academy. Sean Bob and his team have done a great job of identifying some, you know, some diamonds in the rough there as well that can come in and help us. So I feel really good about, you know, that group that's put this together.
All right. So now that you've got lightning to dance around and that just kind of shocks everything going on where you've got to go to generator power, what are the next things to cross off on the list? Are you going to hire, I guess my next question, are you going to hire Tim Deegan as your official staff meteorologist?
We probably We probably should. We do have a television partnership with First Coast News, Tim's old station.
Yeah.
And Lewis, his replacement, we'll probably recruit Lewis in to do our pre-match weather forecast, you know, that we show on the video board in the stadium. So yeah, it would have been nice to have Tim there. We just missed him. He could have hung on for another 10 months, Tim. Do us a favor.
I mean, come on now. I mean, you get Chris Porter over there to hang out with you, and Chris is I've known Chris forever, but it's really good to see how everything continues to grow and evolve. I just wanted to poke my head in the door and see what's going on and have you survive stuff that never happens in North Florida in the middle of an afternoon, late spring and early summer. As always, my friend, great to see you. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you, John. All the best as always.
So that is yet another go round of the Best of SDHAM. We get to catch up with folks at Apple TV like Ozzy Alonso. We get to catch up with Atlanta United and Major League Soccer legends like Greg Garza. And we get to find out what's going on as teams continue to grow and go forward like we see at Sporting Jacks. That is just a small part of the conversations that we have on a weekly basis. We'd like to welcome you to be a part of the SDH Network and a part of SDHAM every single Monday through Friday across the board and on all of our social media platforms on the SDH Network. And also don't forget to like, friend, and be a part of the conversation. Search for Soccer Down Here on your favorite platforms when it comes to social media and become a part of our ever-growing family that we would love to have you be a part of. So that's another go-round of SDHAM. We'll catch you back up with you same time again next week. Which you plot to y'all, play it safe. We'll catch up with you next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.